In this bulletin, Australian Defence Force personnel arrive in Queensland and New South Wales to help with flood recovery and continued heavy rainfall. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky makes a direct plea to the West to support his country's fight against the Russian military. And in sport, Penrith superstar Nathan Cleary to miss the first few weeks of the NRL season. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwan. Around 800 homes and 2,000 residents could be at risk in Sydney's Northern Beaches region as the Manly Dam spills over. The New South Wales State Emergency Service has given evacuation warnings to low-lying parts of the area. Premier Dominic Perrottet says there are now 20 evacuation orders in place across the state, affecting around 20,000 people, and everyone needs to follow the directions of emergency personnel.
As we've been saying during this period of time, and we'll continue to repeat that message, if there is an evacuation warning in place, please get ready to leave. If there is an evacuation order in place, please evacuate.
The New South Wales government has appointed a coordinator to drive the flood relief response in the northeast of the state. Deputy Police Commissioner Mal Lanyon will take up the role of regional recovery coordinator to spearhead cleanup and relief operations in the Northern Rivers region. The deputy commissioner says he is starting the role immediately and plans on heading to the area in the next couple of days.
One of the things that's important is that we continue to try to get people back into their normal lives as quickly as possible. So as the SES release certain areas back and recovery commence in full swing, then that role really does ramp up. But as far as I'm concerned, my role starts now and it's about starting to work with the communities.
Meanwhile, the state government says it plans to open a fifth recovery centre in Casino tomorrow. Deputy Premier Paul Toole says the centres will play a key role for people who have lost everything in the floods by hosting a range of agencies that can help with the replacement of important documents, including driver's licences and with applications for housing assistance. To Queensland, and Defence Minister Peter Dutton has confirmed that Defence Force personnel are now on the ground in the state to help residents devastated by the floods. Speaking at a press conference on Tuesday with Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, the minister said he understood some personnel were going door to door to see what help could be offered.
Here on the ground, this has been one of the worst affected areas, and we have had a consistent rapport with the local community here, identifying their priorities, how we can help them, and that's the leadership that's provided from the Australian Defence Force, working in concert with the state government and the local authorities.
The Australian Defence Force says that as of Tuesday, there are more than 900 personnel deployed in Queensland. Around 900 ADF members arrived in New South Wales on Tuesday, bringing the total defence personnel there to more than 1,200. Overseas, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made a direct plea to Americans to support his country's fight against the Russian military. In a World News interview on the American ABC network, he said that a continuous battle leading to insurgency is unavoidable if the Kremlin is successful in its plans. But Mr. Zelensky says Ukraine can win the battle if the world fights in solidarity with them.
If you see and if you understand how we feel life, how we fight against all the enemies for our freedom, support us. Support us, and not only with words, with concrete, direct steps. Do it. And I think we'll win. Of course, together with all the world.
On this International Women's Day, advocates say that women still face a range of challenges in their ongoing fight for equality, including workplace discrimination. SBS has spoken to a number of women who say they have experienced being demoted, forced out of their workplace, or made redundant for having children. Australian Council of Trade Unions President Michelle O'Neill has told SBS News Australia's parental leave system needs a lot of work.
We don't have the right safeguards and right protections and the right culture in place to make sure that we recognise and appreciate that being able to stop work, have a child and come back should be something that we support at work rather than make it harder for working women. So many women's experience is that it's frowned upon when they get pregnant, when they say that they're going to be on parental leave.
And in sport, Penrith superstar Nathan Cleary will miss the first 3 weeks of the 2022 NRL season season following an off-season shoulder surgery. Cleary had led the Panthers to a premiership last year while nursing the injury he picked up playing for New South Wales in State of Origin. But the club confirmed on Tuesday that the club's co-captain will miss opening games against the Sea Eagles, St George Illawarra and Newcastle. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth sunny, 35 degrees. Adelaide partly cloudy, 24. Melbourne cloudy, 22 degrees. Hobart cloudy, 17. Canberra showers, 21. Wollongong windy with rain and possible storms and heavy showers, 22 degrees. Sydney similar conditions, 23. Newcastle rain and a possible storm, 27. Brisbane a possible shower, 34. Cairns possible late shower or storm, 36 degrees. And Darwin also a possible shower or storm, 33 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.